Loveline is meant for an adult audience.
Loveline
may contain sexually oriented content.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191.
Loveline starts now.
Hey everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Dr. Drew. Welcoming in the studio tonight, Alex and Alex from Laguna Beach, the real Orange County. Welcome, guys. Let's get these mics up, right? There we go. So right into those things. Other Alex.
Hello.
Now, you know these guys. Describe yourselves, because everyone knows the show. And I'm not sure everyone gets the name straight.
Yeah, I'm the dark-haired one is Alex M. Blonde is Alex H.
I believe there's only one person with dark hair on the show, and that's you.
Yeah.
Isn't that about
you
right?
You know, I was happy about that, though.
You see Mad TV did a little spoof on it.
Yeah, oh my God. Funny. I was cracking on. That was the best thing I've ever seen. Yeah,
I particular the women flipping themselves around on the couch.
Oh, yeah. My. There's, like, so much drama on the couch right now.
Yeah.
Drama.
Jessica.
That was good.
It was great.
That was funny.
And then Alex.
I'm the blonde Alex, the Kristen's tall fine. Blonde one. That's how everyone like knows me from her because she has dark hair.
So. How much of those relationships are sort of monkeyed with? These relationships are pre-existing before the camera started rolling?
You know
what I mean? Or yeah. they kind of throw you guys in. Tonight you guys get together. This is the group that's got to be.
No, that's like, you know, MTV chose a group of friends. And like with that group, it's like 25 people, like a pretty big group. And, you know, we're all good friends. Of course, we don't get along with some of the people in our group, but... You know, we would all hang out together. That wasn't weird. It was just, you know.
Well, my wife's from Newport Beach, and I kind of grew up in Laguna Beach. And my parents still have a place, you know the Blue Lagoon?
Yeah.
Across from Ruby's?
Uh-huh.
My folks still have a place down there.
You know what? My best friend lives there.
In the Blue Lagoon?
Uh-huh.
Where is that? And I used to lifeguard on Victoria Cove.
No way!
Yes.
My mom lives above Victoria Beach.
On the hills there, way up there?
Not
all you
hills,
guys live in the
right
hills
the
now, I noticed, by the way. I mean, nobody lives down near the water.
Yeah, I live
by the water.
You live by the
she
water.
She lives right on West Street, like right on the beach.
Stairs to the beach, everything. It's
nice.
Cool. Yeah.
It's such a great place, but it's been sort of brought to the world by you guys.
It is.
Is Laguna happy with that? Or?
You know, before it was a quiet, sorry, I don't mean it.
No, Alex, no, don't worry.
You know, it was a quiet vacation spot. I mean, like a secret kind of like... Vacation spot. It still was really crowded during summers, but just from the show, since its exposure, there has been, you know, like.
Is there a tourist trade just based on the show?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Really?
The back roads. We used to take back roads in the summer. Now we can't even take the back roads because they're so backed up.
It takes like an hour backed just up. To go through town.
Oh, Glenary. Oh, yeah,
like
see? You know what's up. You know what's up.
For a long time, I lived there.
Yeah.
So.
It's a good place to grow up. I love it. But
yeah.
And so, you guys, what do you do? How has the show changed your lives?
Opportunities.
It's
like Alex wants to pursue her singing and I would like to pursue modeling, and it's you have more of an open door to pursue that.
Is there going
to
be another season still of this
show?
Yeah,
there's a third season. Yeah. It was a good opening for me because I went on to the show just because, you know, I sang and it was a good, you know, it was the next push to like help me get my face out there and everything.
Has it destroyed any relationships?
Yeah.
Whose?
I mean, not for everyone. I'm speaking on like my own terms. I think it's just people have wanted to take their careers to a certain level, and they just kind of forgotten
their friends.
Went their own kind of way.
Kristen.
No, but I think people just kind of, you know, now that this opportunity is,
they forgot the little people.
Yeah, they want to go.
Who else besides Kristen?
You know, I this is not me speaking.
Yeah, of course.
I actually
but if
have
you had to guess somebody. If you had
there
to,
hasn't really, you know, I've kept my relationships with everyone. And Jessica and I like were portrayed as like hating each other on the show, and we're actually good friends. So, you know, I keep up with all my, you know, that was because that was my
for
clique.
The most part, people kind of gone away to school now, yes?
Mm-hmm. A lot of them haven't.
Really?
Yeah, you know, a lot of us like
the guys stayed back, right?
Yeah, guys.
Jason and Steven and Dieter all live together in LA, so I don't even know what they're doing. I think
Taylor's the only one that actually went away to school and is like staying and
who?
Loving it.
Taylor.
She went
to U of A.
University of Arizona. Okay.
And then Jessica's also going to school and she lives in Laguna still. She's going to community college, OCC.
Saddleback.
Okay. Same thing.
All right, we'll take some calls here, shall we?
Sure.
Okay, the guys from Laguna Beach, you know them, Alex and Alex, call at 1-800-LOVE-191. If you have any questions, any inside dirt you want to know about the little ensemble, I'm sure they'll be ready to just dish tonight. All right, let's start with some sort of softballs, all right? So to speak.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, it's John 17.
Yeah.
Hey, John, what's up, buddy?
Not much, dude. I got a serious problem.
All right.
I'm 17 years old, and there's something wrong with my penis, I think. It hasn't grown at all.
You sound kind of young, even at 17. Are you normal stature?
I'm 6'1".
You're 6'1". Oh, wow. And you have normal body hair distribution?
Yeah.
Are you like, so everything else is coming along, but just the phallus has not, huh?
Yeah.
Why does it sound bogus to me?
I don't know.
You sound a little too glib and happy about it. Well, what is the question? Let's see if I can answer a question for anybody that might have this problem.
Is there anything I can do?
Wait it out, John. You're 17. You got about 4 more years. Some guys get a nice growth spurt towards the end here. And by the way, I talked about this. Steve-O was on here last night.
I love Steve-O.
Yeah.
Steve-O was in prime form last night. It was like exhausting. Okay. But we were talking about this, and he has this problem.
Mm-hmm.
He's got it tattooed on his arm. In fact, that he has a small penis, and he's very proud of it, I guess. And what we were talking about is the fact that that's less often the problem. More often, when guys are preoccupied about that, it's the fact that they are concerned about their worth and about their value in life.
Right.
This really is not about that. And at 17, who isn't worried about what they're going to do with their lives and are they worthwhile and people going to like them?
Seriously.
So give it a little time, John. Skylar, 21.
Hey, how's it going?
We're good. You're on with the girls from Laguna Beach.
Okay.
How dare you? What's up?
Well, let's see. I've been with this guy for a little over 2 months, and, I don't really know how to tell him, but he's really bad at performing oral sex. But I kind of lied to him and told him that he was good, and I just couldn't handle it. But the truth is, he's terrible, and...
Go, ladies.
I don't want to embarrass
you. Give advice. You're on the show to give advice.
Don't let it go there.
Don't let it happen if it's not
just avoid it.
Avoid it?
Don't try it. If he can't do it, then he...
It's something that, I like and that I want, and I really like him a lot. He's a great guy, but...
Have you talked to him about it? Has it, has that...
No, I kind of lied to him. I told him that...
Maybe talk to him. Tell him the truth. Tell him how you feel, and maybe you can help him.
If you really like him, you can tell him what's up and maybe help him.
Tell you what, ladies. Women do way too much trying to keep guys happy and not upset them. Men seriously want direction. We are basically lame. We are happy to make you happy, but if we don't know what we're doing, we'd like some direction, please, Skylar.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
Right. And not to go, this is great. If it sucks, that's what he's going to be upset about. That he's going to be embarrassed that he thought he was doing the right thing.
We don't want to disappoint him.
But it's not really disappointing him. That's what disappoints them.
But we don't
I'm here to tell you what disappoints men is that they're not making you happy.
Yeah,
and then when you fake it, then they feel extremely ashamed.
That's even worse now.
But if you just said in the first place, look, this is not right. Let me just show you. You're great. This is what I like. This is what I do. Very simple. Guys are like, fantastic.
Right.
It makes our job easier. We don't have to guess anymore. Skylar, so you've sort of taken one step in the wrong direction, but let's go ahead and repair this, okay?
Right.
All right. So go in there and it's fine. It's okay. He's not going to run out of the room screaming. You know what's going on in his head? Oh, my God, she's having sex. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. That's all he's concerned with. Just relax. This is Sarah, 16.
Okay.
You're on the air, Sarah. Go ahead.
Hi. It's pretty much, all my fault because I started flirting with my PE coach.
Hey. How old is this guy?
He's 25.
Flirting with a PE coach. She's 16.
Uh-oh. How old is he?
25.
Okay.
This never happens in Laguna Beach. Never. Beach cities, no way.
Yeah, well, it kind of got too far, and I walked in his office because he called me, and he kissed me on the cheek. And when I walked away, he grabbed me, and he said, please don't tell anybody about this because it's going to ruin my teaching career.
All right, so what do you want to know, Sarah?
So should I just tell, the principal, or should I tell my parents? I don't know who to talk to.
First and foremost, would you guys agree to stay away from this guy?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. That's
you guys
creepy.
Ever have any creepy Avoid stuff? It. Any creepy teacher stories for either of you?
Not personally.
No.
I've heard stories from, other girls and
at the Laguna Beach High?
There's one.
Okay.
There's one. But, that we would all just say stay away from him. That was kind of our thing. Just don't even let yourself in the position where you're alone with him.
How do I stay away from him? Do I
See, Sarah, that's...
How
I've been trying to ignore his class and stuff, but you can be with friends, you know, don't walk in his office alone. Do not be alone. But Sarah,
here's the deal. Why can't you say no? Why do you feel sort of sucked into his tractor beam? I mean, you can't. How am I going to withstand this incredibly powerful? No, the guy's an idiot. The guy's a criminal. Stay away. Okay?
Yeah, I mean, like
he really should have a teaching career ruined.
Right.
My concern is if you go in and start a whole mess, he's going to deny it and whatever. If you want to
get even worse,
if you
want to
set
awkward.
Him up with some witnesses, go right ahead. Yeah. So
just stay with a friend.
Okay, here's some questions for you guys. Ryan, 19. Ryan, you got Alex H and Alex M from Laguna Beach.
How you doing? Yeah, I just had a question about that Jason guy. I have a girlfriend that watches your show religiously, and I've seen probably every single episode, and I just wanted to know, like, what you guys' feelings about that guy were. I think he's a freak.
I absolutely...
Before you answer, I'm going to just pile on a little bit. Ryan, every guy looks at that guy and goes, what in the hell is the matter with these women? Why don't they see what he is, right?
Yeah.
Oh, we lost Ryan. Did you hear me, Ryan?
Pardon?
Every guy I've ever known that watches this show takes one look at Ryan at Jason and goes, how come these young women can't see what he is and what he's up to, right?
Yeah.
All right, so what do you think?
You know, I grew up with Jason, and for some reason we decided to, like, date for, like, I would say, honestly, a week and a half. And I don't even know. I tried, you know, obviously it wasn't that great because we weren't together that long. But, you know, I don't really get along with Jason now, and I just don't agree with the things he does. So.
Like what?
The way he treats girls, the way, his whole thing, he just thinks he's so, I mean, I don't want to bash anyone, but, you know, I just don't get along with him. I just don't.
How come the other women didn't see that?
A lot of girls don't. It's sad.
Why is that?
Good question.
Do you ever talk to your friends about that?
I mean, Jessica dated him, like, we tell her.
I heard a lot of you on the show kind of add her a little bit, but not really strongly. You know what I mean?
About Jason?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't.
You were sort of supporting her and sort of questioning her, but still kind of supporting her.
Dating him?
Pathology.
Dating him?
Wasn't she the one that was dating him?
Yeah, but I was, no. I was just, we would all tell her, Alex too, and Kristen, we would be like, what are you thinking? Like, look the way I guess some girls.
Well, you know what? It didn't come across as firm. It came across as, really? You think so? Kind of, what?
Because it's hard.
As opposed to, are you nuts?
That.
Are you out of your mind?
But we did. But that's different because a lot of it wasn't shown on camera.
Okay. All right. What's that, Alex?
Well, if a girlfriend really likes a guy that much, it's hard to tell him, like, to move
on
because they don't want to.
That's sort of what I was seeing on the show, which is you guys afraid to really confront her because she was so into it. And then the conflicts and the craziness.
I was not afraid to confront her, but she just didn't want to listen to it. And it's hard to tell your friend that really likes a guy that he doesn't like you.
Well, every young woman has to go through that bad guy phase.
No.
I've been through it.
Yeah. Yeah. And some take longer to go through it than others. Mm-hmm. Is Jessica through it now?
I don't think so.
Oh.
No, I don't know. I mean, I just, Jessica, you know, Jessica's still going through it.
And
Jessica's, you know.
With him?
No.
Not with him.
Another
Other
one.
Guys.
Other
yeah,
guys. Over at OCC or wherever she's going?
Saddleback
or whatever?
Saddleback, yeah.
Apparently. So.
You know,
we just hear stories.
Mm-hmm. All right, fair enough. I'll take another call. This is Lauren 20. Lauren, you're on with the girls from Laguna Beach.
Hi. First off, really like the show. My husband
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're watching it all the time, but he just doesn't understand. It's entertaining. But basically, we've been together for about 2 years, and he expects me to give him oral stuff all the time, and he never does it for me. So I thought that I would possibly bring up the idea of a threesome for us, so at least I could get something out of the deal. And he turned it down.
No, wait, whoa, hold on a second here. you want a threesome with another woman?
Yeah.
I've done
it before with another boyfriend. I had brought him home a woman for his birthday.
And what happened to that relationship?
It went well, but I was just kind of using him for sex at the time, so I didn't think it was going anywhere anyway. Sorry.
All right. So go ahead, ladies. This is your husband now, right?
Right.
Do you guys have kids?
Uh-uh. No.
All right, good. Good girl.
I'm afraid of those.
Nice. You should be.
This would be for his pleasure to have.
No, no, oh. It's because he won't.
For her. Because for her. Right.
Why don't you bring a guy in to do that for you?
I think he would be intimidated by that because.
Yeah, but listen, Lauren, it's a very bizarre impulse you have here, which is you're angry with him, so you're going to bring somebody in that makes him happy. I mean, sort of.
Do you really like him?
Oh, yeah. I love him to death. The only thing I don't like is where we live, but that's just me. So.
What kind of trailer park do you live in?
Oh, no. We live in a really nice two-story house and everything, but it's in Oklahoma. So I despise Oklahoma.
Where are you from?
Oklahoma. And I've always wanted to leave here.
Go to Laguna Beach.
Come to Orange County.
It's awesome. Everybody's happy. Everybody's blonde. Except Alex.
And the brunette, mean one, of course. No. I would just say it's just all about communication again, I think.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
No.
Am I wrong?
No, you're right. It can't hurt. That you're not wrong.
It seems like you'd be benefiting really more if you brought another girl and, you know, to have a threesome. It seemed like you would be giving him the benefit of the doubt when it's actually when it's something that you
doing something to satisfy him
when you're angry with him about when it's you that wants to be satisfied
that's
on
what
that
I'm
level.
Saying bring a guy in and
yeah then, bring a guy in
screw
or
him
talk to him about it communication
Lauren what was your dad like
my dad didn't have one grew up with the grandparents actually
right how, not even your mom around
No, she decided to go the drug route.
Yeah, I just hear drug addict parents in your voice. I just feel it.
Thank you.
Well, but Lauren, all this kind of the crazy, crazy impulses, poor boundaries, unable to express yourself, unable to deal with aggression and anger, that's something you've got to deal with if you're going to have a successful marriage. You need something from him that's reasonable. You need to find a way to get that from him so you don't build resentment and you don't come up with these crazy ideas about having threesomes so you can explode this whole thing into the chaos that was your family of origin. Right? How old were you when your parents left?
I never lived with them.
How old were you? They dropped you off to grandparents the day you were born?
Yeah.
You were born?
Uh-huh. I don't mind. I was happy growing up with my grandmother. She took very, very good care of me, even though I looked like Shirley Temple for most of my childhood.
And how about Grandpa? What was he like?
He was a very, very nice man. Grew up at a Boy Scout ranch, actually.
Uh-oh.
He was the ranger there, so.
Did anybody ever do anything weird to you growing up?
No. When I did visitation with my father, there was an incident to where we didn't do visitation anymore, so.
What happened?
Just molestation.
Just that.
Not anything.
Oh, no, minor molestation. Little.
I don't want to say like he had sex with me or anything because it was.
No, I get it. Lauren, here's the deal. The guys, listen, that leaves a profound imprint on a young woman. Okay? Having the mom that's totally abandoning, you know that was your mom and she wasn't there for you. Yes, thank God you had great grandparents so you're able to have a reasonable life. The dad that you visit that tries to abuse you, come on. This leaves a mark. And that's chaos. That's horrible trauma, and it's something that's sort of getting acted out here in your relationship with your husband. Thank God you don't want to have kids, but if you want this relationship to survive, I would really seriously think about some professional help and communicate. And go ahead and communicate. Communication would be good too.
Key.
Yeah, communication's key. Tell your husband, and that's bottom line. What I'm actually saying, which is, tell him what you want and be expect to get that. And if you can't, maybe the two of you get in somewhere. Well, here's a good one for you guys. Tammy, 28.
Hi, I have a quick question.
Yeah, they got the Alex and Alex from Laguna Beach. Ask them.
Okay. Does yogurt douching have any other benefits besides treating yeast infections?
Oh, gosh. I have no clue. Doctor, you want to step in on this one?
I would think that would cause vaginal infections. I would definitely not do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I would not do that. Okay? It does not sound like that's not the treatment for yeast infections. Yeast infections are treated with antifungal.
Go to the doctor.
Cream. Well, there's the over the counter stuff you can get now.
I read it in my medical book that you could use that, and it says
no.
To a doctor.
What kind of medical book?
Kaiser Permanente.
It's a yogurt douche.
What?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever heard of
that.
I wouldn't even if I read
really
that.
Really, the problem, Tammy, is that you anything you introduce in there can change the sort of pH and the flora, and maybe there is something with the yeast. I've never heard of that, but I'll take your word for it. But there is also the potential of changing the bacterial flora and getting other kinds
I'd
of mutations.
Just go to the doctor. Be safe.
Or go with the Monistat.
What you're supposed to do.
Get the Monistat. And by the way, don't assume you have yeast infections. Get it checked out to make sure that's what it is, not an STD or something. Here's Kevin, 15. He has a question for the women from Laguna Beach.
Am I on?
You're on, Kevin. You're from Laguna Beach.
Yeah, I'm stoked on this, dude. I've never been on the show. I've always wanted to be on it.
Well, here you are. Do you go to LBHS?
No, I go to Modern Day High.
Mm. Ooh, our roommate used to go to Modern Day High.
It's private school up there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was wondering for the girls, why do you guys go on the show? I mean, like, a lot of people, most of my friends that I talk to, they don't really like the show because, like, it sells out. It's kind of like selling out to your own town, you know, because you're bringing more tourists in and it's, like, getting really crowded. Like, this summer, it's been, like, the most crowded it's ever been. And it's been really hard. Like, I don't know, like...
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's, no, I
like,
totally agree.
Are your parents' property values enhanced? What's the big deal?
Well, I don't live like in Laguna. I live like in, you know what, hey girls, you know where the Audubon is?
Yeah, a lot of friends live in Audubon.
Where is that?
Technically in
Laguna. Like in the canyon.
Which canyon?
Laguna Canyon.
Laguna Canyon, like out, like by almost the Lisa Viejo-ish.
You're talking about the toll road? Is that what he's talking about?
It's in that area.
Yeah, it's
next to the toll road.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, I know where that is.
I agree. I know. It's believe us. Like, we have to live in, I mean, we lived in Laguna and had to deal with, like, the traffic and everything. And I wouldn't say it would be selling out to our town. You know, like, our town is beautiful. And, you know, MTV did a wonderful job of showing that to everyone. And, you know, I did it not because, you know, I did it for personal reasons as, like, you know, I wanted to sing and it got myself out on camera, which, you know, eventually is going to help me with, you know, singing wise. But I don't, you know, I wouldn't look at it as selling out to Laguna. It just showed what a beautiful place like it is. And like, you know,
how do you think you guys are perceived by the viewers?
You know,
and think of that MTV spoof.
No, it's true. I understand. MTV made it look to, from what I saw, you know, like, everyone is so wealthy. Everyone.
Okay, so that's one thing. So people get envious about that, right?
Well, right.
Because not everyone in Laguna Beach is wealthy.
That's,
In fact, Laguna Beach used to be a little cottage community, right?
It's surfer.
It's like an art community.
Okay, so you're setting yourself.
We were the artists. Our, like, mm-hmm. the mascot was originally,
yeah. Right, the Laguna Beach artists. It used to be an artist community. So people are envious because... Maybe even within Laguna Beach, people are envious because you guys are portrayed as having lots of money.
Right.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
What else?
I would say, you know, they showed, you know, some people as being a little airheaded, like, stupid. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think
that's
they
where
just,
that's why they spoof us
like
a lot.
Cause it's like, we have a lot of money, and, you know, our parents, like, you know, we can go,
we can do whatever we want.
All, yeah, but that's, I mean, that's not.
That's so not reality. Know, it's just not the truth.
No, it's not.
How's it different?
Yeah, I mean.
You guys go to lots of nice restaurants, nice clothes.
I don't get
clothes.
Money. Like, I can't go shop. Like, there's a point in time where, like, my parents had to say, look, like, I can't have my girl go shopping every, like, week, film her shopping because I'm not going to.
So they were urging you to do some of these things.
Right.
They were sending you out to dinner.
You only see us when go shopping or we get our nails done, but you don't see us just like hanging out, like being stupid.
And
like,
there were plenty of times we were doing that, but you know, that's not drama. Yeah, that's not what people want to see on TV. There's a lot, I mean, you have to realize also, there's a lot of editing involved with the show. So they're going to, you know, edit characters.
Well, they have to tell a story.
Well, because it is a TV show, so it has to be done.
And it has to be. But would you want to see us hanging around on my couch watching TV, like hanging out, not doing anything? No.
Why do you think people from Laguna get sort of irritated like Kevin did?
A lot of people, I think, from what I've heard.
There's envy, we said, right?
You know, and that, you know, exploited a small town that was so beautiful and so, you know, so supposedly so secluded and people didn't, it was like kind of like a... Like a secret, you know.
They knew the OC, but they didn't know Laguna Beach.
Right.
Got it. Okay, we got Alex M. and Alex H. from Laguna Beach. You definitely know them. I promise you, if you watch the show, you know these guys. These were key players in all the drama. So much drama on that show.
Jessica.
Oh, my goodness. So the phone number here is 1-800-LOVE-191. I'm looking at a call here from Jessica. I wonder if it's your Jessica. saying, how come there are no lesbians on Laguna Beach? So we're going to get to her call.
I have a good answer for that.
After this.
Love Line. We'll be right back.
That That's right. Loveline. Laguna Beach comes to Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191. Alex H. and Alex M. Again, describe yourself. Alex, I can't get the H in the Alex M. is the only one with dark hair in all of Laguna Beach. I mean, the entire city. And then Alex H. is Jessica's friend.
No.
Kristen. No, Kristen's friend. Yeah, see, yeah. I got the faces, but I cannot keep the name straight. So here's Jessica calling Alex and Alex to ask a very important question about the show.
Yeah,
Jessica?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
So I grew up in Huntington Beach, and including myself, there was only a total of 4 lesbians at my school. So is it like the same concept at Laguna Beach, and why do you think that is? Or do you think just no one comes out, or what?
You know, it's... I definitely.
Do you know any lesbians?
Yes, I do. Actually, one of my really good friends' older sister is a lesbian. But there is, I mean, Laguna is also a really, has a very high population of gay people. Mm-hmm. Like, it was
the spot.
Yeah,
it was
actually just
very popular.
But gay men, though. Gay men, not a lot of gay women.
But there is still.
That is not portrayed at all in the show, which I thought.
Which kind of surprised me, to be honest.
Me too, yeah.
Because
that's a huge part of the culture.
It is a very gay town. Like, a lot of people, like, that's what it's known for. Like, I mean, there's, like, I have a lot of gay friends and families and, like, that I know and everything.
So there you go. Well, thanks for bringing that up, Jessica. That's actually an important point. So, anything else?
I moved out to L.A. Why do you think so many people that were on the show moved out to different spots now? Like, it seems like no one lives in Laguna anymore.
Well, I mean, of course, when we graduate, no one's going to stay in Laguna. We don't want to be, like, there is...
Although, I got to say, it doesn't get better than that.
It doesn't, but you got to get out of it at some point and realize, you know, Laguna is so small that, like, when you leave, it's such a big difference that it's something you have to like, get... Yeah. No.
Let me ask something. One thing, looking at all the sort of the huge, the crazy houses and stuff, what do your parents do? Because no one, you know what I mean?
No, that's a good question.
You know what I mean? Because a lot of those huge houses in Laguna Beach are people that don't live in Laguna Beach.
There's
a lot of that, right?
Yeah,
I mean, are your parents professionals? Are they investment bankers?
No, my dad is a CPA. He owns his own firm. And my mom.
And they practice over in Newport? Or, I mean,
my dad
there's no
is
business
in Irvine.
In Laguna.
Right.
In Irvine. Okay.
Irvine.
And Alex?
My dad used to be a lawyer until a couple of years ago. He had his practice down in San Diego. He recently, you know, his dream was to be a writer and write books. So he just, you know, wrote his first book and did that. Yeah, my mom is just an artist.
Wow.
She has, you know, she paints, she does
Do they buy,
and, so.
And you've got oceanfront, basically, or at least ocean view.
Yeah.
And they must got
She's
at the right
the
time?
Or?
Right, yeah, exactly, right time.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
All right, let's take some more calls here. This is Charles 18. Charles?
What's up, Dr. Drew?
Hey, buddy, what's happening?
How you going up? What's going on with you?
We're just talking to the girls from Laguna Beach. How about you? Charles calling from Atlanta.
How's everybody doing tonight?
We're good.
Yay.
In fact, thank you for reminding me. I'm doing an alcohol awareness campaign. I'm going to be starting in Pasadena tomorrow, and then I'll be out in Atlanta towards the end of the month, and then New York City right after that. So alcohol awareness, here we go. What's up? What's happening, Charles? What's your question?
Well, my girlfriend, she's like kind of loose, and I just want to know, is there anything that I can do, like, or anything she can do to tighten it up or something like that?
Well, I've heard, like, reading all, like, Cosmo, all the girly magazines, I've heard there's certain exercises, but none that I've...
Kegel exercises?
Yeah.
You've never done the
Kegel?
Yeah,
I've never done it.
Want to describe it to Charles so he can convey that to his girlfriend?
Alex, that's all you.
I honestly don't
about.
Even know, like, what you do or anything, but
well,
I'm sure you know, doctor.
There are people that do physical rehab of the pelvic musculature, so there's actually, you can actually get referrals for professionals that help with this, A. B, the simplest sort of exercise is to squeeze the muscles that would interrupt the flow of urine. You know how you do that? Squeeze it. You do that like 10 times fast and 10 times each, like a count of 5 series of sets. Like when she's driving, you do that all day long to strengthen those muscles. But probably that's not going to do too much if she's had children. Has she had children?
No kids.
Really? That shouldn't be that big a deal then. Is it too much lubrication?
It might be because we do use a lot of, like, you know, like, KY and stuff like that. So
all right, why don't you go easy with the lube there, Chuck? It's wow, I like Charles. Sometimes it's that because really it doesn't make sense that the anatomy wouldn't fit, okay? That just doesn't kind of happen that way unless you've had children. And if you have had children, that does happen occasionally, though it's usually the women that are complaining about, not the guys. And there are some pretty elegant procedures actually to kind of correct that. So, Danielle, 22, what's up?
Hi, how are
are you?
We're good. You're on with the Alex and the Alex twins from Laguna Beach.
What's up?
Oh, not much. How are you?
Good.
Good. So my question is, about 3 weeks ago, I quit smoking pot, and now I get very bad anxiety attacks when I drive in my car.
Well, that's marijuana has a full-blown withdrawal syndrome associated with it. And so panic, anxiety, trouble sleeping, mood disturbances. In fact, there is a very high incidence of suicide in the first 6 months of marijuana abstinence. So it's something you really want to pay attention to. And Danielle, the stopping, while it's miserable, is not the hardest part. The hardest part with pot is staying stopped. That drug will call to you. It's very addictive for some people. Yeah, and you gotta stop it. It can really screw up your life. Is the other problem. You start wanting to do things.
It's time for a change. It's time to move on, kind of in a way. So,
well, I do suggest that you have. Well, you sound nice and happy now, but I do suggest somebody sort of monitor you through this because you can get pretty depressed. This is just the beginning. The panics can get worse. The anxiety can get more generalized. And then the staying stop part is something you're going to have to work on, and I would recommend MA for that. Anybody you know, your family ever have addiction problems?
I know. I know some people. Yeah. Definitely.
People on the show?
There is some
How
people.
Come they don't show that part of it on the show, I wonder?
I don't think
it's family purpose. Yeah. You know, why would they want to?
Because what? You mean the parents would interview?
No, but I don't think that they would allow their kids to be on a show where they exploited the fact that they had.
But that would be the interesting part. I mean, that would be the human part, right? I mean, that would be the educational part.
Show that we are normal. Yeah. Like
right. Instead of getting
people,
your nails done,
we have problems, like just like anyone else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has there been a downside to all this? No. Okay, we'll move on. It's all been good. Here's another question for you guys. Jennifer, 14. Jennifer.
Hey. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Good. I love the show.
Thank you.
I wonder if you guys knew that, if Elsie and Jason were together, because I heard a rumor that they were. I just thought it was
Which
weird.
One's Elsie?
The Steven, Elsie, Kristen triangle. Do you remember that?
She has the big house on top of the hill.
Kristen.
No,
Elsie. Yeah.
She's a year older than us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she went away to school or no?
No.
No. Nobody went away to school?
Went to San Francisco, but came back.
There was a guy that went up north, too, to Steven. Berkeley or something. Steve went. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, as far as I know, they're still together. I see them out a lot. We go to this, we see each other a lot because we both live in L.A., but as far as I know, they're together.
Yeah.
Jason and Elsie.
Yeah.
But not Jason and Jessica.
No.
Jessica's way moved on, which is good for her.
To more unavailable... A-hole guys.
To other guys like Jason.
Yeah. But by the way, just for the record, I mean, the way Jessica goes after, right, guys like that, that means her dad, as we know from listening to Loveline for years. And you listen to Loveline, know what that means about her family of origin. And that's not portrayed. We don't get to meet the parents very well on the show, do we?
We don't.
Which would tell us a ton. Anything else, Jennifer?
No, I just thought it was weird because I think they had a fight. So I just, I don't know why she went back.
Jason does that to girls. I don't know what it is, but girls like it.
Yeah, we thought the same thing. She couldn't see it, off camera and also on camera. And, what can you do?
Don't sometimes you guys look at the footage and go, oh, my God, what's the matter with me?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah.
We would have to call each other and be like, that's not the way it happened.
Like, give an example.
What would be a good example?
Or where you learned something and went, oh, my God, now I can see how that was a bad thing that I was doing.
I had an episode in Cabo with Jessica where I felt horrible, horrible the next day. And even seeing it on camera was even worse. And, after that, it was like we were totally fine. But at the time, it just watching that on camera was like, oh, I just totally embarrassed myself and my family.
What happened?
I just got mad. We're in Cabo, and at the time, Jessica, when I was dating Jason, he ended up cheating on me with her, and it wasn't even that. It was because we were really good friends. So it was like
that was not a good
it was
thing
a respect
for her to
issue. It wasn't. Yeah. I was like, Jason, goodbye. You're done.
But there's you can get rid of him, but there's a universal rule of being a woman.
Right.
You don't do that, right?
It was
right?
a respect issue, and I took it a little
and
too
far. And you're
still
her friend?
I mean, we're cool. I wouldn't say that we're best friends. I wouldn't, but, we hang out and we see each other. Like, when we see each other, we're cool. But you know, it was just embarrassing to myself.
Who are still a good friend? I mean, you two are obviously living together, good friends.
Yeah,
who are the remaining friends?
Dieter, Jessica, Taylor.
Jessica, we're tight with them.
Taylor.
Who?
Dieter and Jessica and Taylor.
They're
Morgan.
Yeah, we're good with them, Morgan. You know, we see living a lot of us move
Steven
to LA, so we see them when we go out because, you know, we
same,
see everyone
same,
in the city.
Same
so.
Area, same
yeah,
everything.
So we
Is
see
everyone
see
pursuing
everyone.
The same kinds of things now or what?
I don't know if anyone's singing, but
no. But I mean, they're the all interested in show business, or
yeah. I mean, I think
it's all entertainment.
You know, they have this open door, so I think everyone's
trying to go somewhere
when they can.
Try to do something as opposed to going
yeah.
to school. So the only people who went to school were Steven and Elsie.
No, they went to school. They came back. Now they don't.
Came back.
They
and
didn't
now
go.
They move. They're in LA right now.
Ooh.
Yeah, and so Jessica and Taylor are the only ones in school currently. So.
It's not good. Going
I
to
did them. Go to school, but the recording got in the way. So
you went to JC.
But I'm gonna go back.
You went to JC.
Yeah.
But still going away to college and not making that transition is, yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. Bailey, 16, what's up?
Hey, I wanted to talk to you guys about something because I know you're talking about alcohol awareness and I've been calling forever because it's kind of like a problem, you know?
Yeah.
My dad's an alcoholic and he's already been to rehab and I just like, he's like, still, it's still a problem. Like today, like, I don't know, it's kind of emotional. Like I had to like,
yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. Ew. I'm such like a positive person. Like 90% of the time, I'm such a positive person. But like, I just like really don't want this to affect me in a bad way. Like it's affecting all these people I can hear calling on
the
radio.
You hear how you people. You know, the extraordinary thing about the human being, and this is something Laguna Beach could have portrayed very nicely, and you should learn, all both of you, and Bailey, you too, is that things that are traumatizing or make us feel powerless in childhood become immensely attractive in our adult life. So if a parent is deficient in some way or things are chaotic, that's where you go. You've got to have that. And when you have the alcoholic dad, you're going to find yourself very attracted to guys like that, unless, Bailey, you do some work on yourself. And at 16,
I just want everything positive to come out of this. I don't want any.
Well,
hopefully
it will, but you can't. I'm sorry, but you can't control that. He has an illness, just like if he had cancer or something else. You want it to be positive, but you can't control it.
Yeah.
And hopefully he'll stay with his program. But the only thing you can do is take care of yourself. Have you ever gone to Alateen?
I went there like once, and then like we have a lot of stuff going on right now. Like,
I would urge you either. What about getting a therapist? What about asking your mom or your dad?
I had one for a while, and it totally helped. And
Why don't you get one and stick with it, okay? Stick with it. And then think about Alateen, where you can go and share with young people who have been through what you've been through.
Yeah,
and hopefully you don't get this gene. Hopefully you don't have it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, and I wanted to talk to the girls because I love that show so much.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, girl.
Oh, my gosh. No, seriously. I'm like, you guys are like my heroes. Cause like,
are you attracted to Jason?
I would go on that show and like show everybody what I've got and like all my personality because I want to be an actress. You know, you want to be a singer, Alex. I'm like,
right.
Oh, my gosh. Right. Like,
oh, awesome. Good luck with everything.
Yeah.
Hey, Bailey. Yeah. Bailey, you attracted to Jason?
No.
No. After I saw everything, I'm kind of like,
But that's the kind of guy you would go for, right? Yes.
Just
be careful. I'm telling you, be careful. Just real. Read that. Don't go for the ones that are so attractive. All right, we got to take another break. We got Alex H. and Alex M. from Laguna Beach, the real Orange County. I don't think there's any of our listeners that haven't seen it, at least. You know these two, believe me. Listen to their voice. You recognize them. We're going to take a little break. The phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back.
Hello. This is your radio.
That's right. Love Line goes to Laguna Beach. Let's go right now to Jeff. We got Alex and Alex from Laguna Beach, and Jeff has a question for them. Jeff.
Yeah, hi. I'm 23 from Whittier. I have a girlfriend or ex-girlfriend who I'm trying to win back, and she's really like into the beach and everything. And I'm just wondering if you guys knew of anywhere where I could take her. So that's really romantic. And so
down to Laguna Beach?
Yeah, down on Laguna Beach, because she loves Laguna Beach. Once the show came on, we used to go over there all the time and go to the beach out there, and she just loves it. So is there anywhere, like, romantic where I could take her?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, The montage, obviously, yeah. But the montage is very pricey. So
well, even the beach by at the montage, like you don't even have to stay there to go there. You just go like
go to the picnic anyway, tables.
Yeah,
on the bluff.
Go right. Anywhere down there. You just go down the beach, and that's beautiful
there's,
right there.
I mean, there's all the little hotels in Laguna are all really cute and sweet and
on
romantic.
The water.
No matter where you take her in Laguna, it's gonna be cute.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
but
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
We've been out there, like, plenty of times, and, like, we've seen things, but just, like, things on the show, like, that you guys do, like, mm-hmm. for your proms and everything, it's all real extravagant, so, like, I want to kind of do something like that and just...
You want to do something like that?
Aww. Doesn't something like really...
Serve and Sand Hotel. What's the name of the hotel, the restaurant?
Splashes.
Splashes. Mm-hmm. There you go, Jeff.
That's right on the beach.
Splashes at Serve and Sand Hotel.
Anniversary?
My yes, the rehearsal dinner at the Surf and Sand. We were married at the Ritz-Carlton on the Bluff at the end
right.
of the
night. Oh, right. See, that's
crazy, right?
Yeah.
That's, but I mean, that's talking about a small world, right?
Yeah. Seriously.
Weird. Okay, I'm forgetting about all the connection with Laguna Beach. Let's see. Girlfriend suicidal. Let's stay a little more upbeat. Marriage, pregnant by immaculate conception. Trina, 29. What's up, Trina?
Thanks for having me tonight, guys.
Yeah, thank you for calling us. What's happening?
Well, last year you kind of talked about for your discovery show, and I tried to call in then, but call taker wouldn't have me. Mm-hmm. But you had talked about wanting to hear from people who had children without penetration.
Yes.
And I am one of them.
Wow. Yeah. What happened?
Well, it was a time when we couldn't have sex with penetration. So
why? What does that mean?
I really don't want to talk about that part on the air. But just we couldn't. So what my husband did was he just kind of whacked off, and then he came on me.
And what's your question? You're sort of screwing with us and the audience by not telling us, not divulging why you couldn't have penetration. That's a bizarre sort of thing to keep secret. Oh, I can't tell you. But go ahead. So what's the question?
No, I'm not screwing with you at all.
What's the question?
There isn't a question. You had asked for people to call in one time, and that's what I...
Okay. All right. We actually, that was about a year ago, and we sort of have talked to those people and discovered that it can happen, and Trina is one of those people for whom it has. So bottom line is, let me ask her one other thing about that, whether it was through clothing. Trina?
Uh-huh.
Was it through clothing?
No.
Okay. And that's really always the question that young people call me. It was on my underwear, it was on my jeans, is it possible? And it's like, yeah, it's possible, but really, really unlikely. And here's Trina with the direct hit, and it's possible that way too. One quick question here from Wes, 14.
Hi, I was wondering, on Laguna Beach, my cousin, her name's Jennifer Stopnik, she makes a brand called Nene Purses, and I was wondering if you two have heard of them.
I actually haven't. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. No. Okay.
I'm sure other people have, though, but...
They're crazy expensive, right?
Actually, not really, but I don't know.
Are they sold in Laguna?
Well, I live in Huntington Beach, and they sell them here, so.
Uh-huh. Mm. So there you go. Well, you got a nice plug on the radio, national radio. Yeah. I hope it helps her out. This is Brandon, 19. Brandon, what's up, buddy?
I just had a question. The last couple of girlfriends I've had have been kind of weird after, like, the first month or so of dating. Start talking about, like, marriage and having kids and stuff like that, and they talked about it for, like, a week or so, and then just quit all of a sudden. Is that, like, natural?
Quit talking about it or quit the relationship?
No,
both?
They just, like, stop talking about it out of the blue all of a sudden, and it's just really weird.
Well, here you are. The girls from Laguna Beach are going to help you. It's Alex and Alex.
How old are you?
I'm 19. 19?
Yeah. Well, have you dated girls that are older?
Not too much older than me. About
middle
my
of the country.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Laguna Beach to get married to a lot later.
I don't know. I mean, maybe you just, you know, maybe the girls start to like you very quickly and want to take the relationship to that step, but I don't...
Do you think most 19-year-olds would go that way?
No. I don't think most 19... I mean, I'm 19 now. I could never see myself getting married soon, but they're, you know...
I'd hold off and wait a little bit longer.
So what's your brand to do?
Just, you know, if it comes up again, just... I don't know. It's a hard
just,
question.
You know, just, you know, I'd say if it came up slowly. Again, just, you know. Exactly.
You know, I mean, you're young too. I don't, you know, I, you know, you're young.
I'm sure you're not ready to get married yet, right?
Is that true?
Get married, like, just yet.
Not just yet. Maybe, maybe in the summertime.
Well, I'm hoping to wait, you know, maybe till I'm 20, 21.
You take your time. It's still young. Still young.
That's,
just,
that's so young.
The data on marriages. Data on marriages in the early 20s. Not good. Mm-mm. Not good. So wait. Wait, wait, wait. My goodness. And here's the deal, though. That these women that get sort of focused on the marriage thing, when the guy tells you, I'm not there at that point in my life, believe them. You're not going to convert a guy to that. Men, yeah. And
your
I think.
Friend?
Oh, you converted one?
No. I'm saying that we know someone who has kind of went through that way. Someone was trying to convert
them. The situation's kind of different because it was like he was younger, she was way older. So it was,
but you still can't convert.
Still, right,
guys,
you can't
guys
do that.
When they need to have a sense of themselves in the world, a place in the world before they can even think of a contemplate marriage.
Right.
And so most guys will be like, no, I'm not ready yet.
Eventually, they broke
up. And there are guys, I know guys my age that feel like they passed up the right person, but they knew they weren't ready at that point and knew even though it was the right person, there's no way they could have made a successful marriage.
Yeah,
that's just
right.
The way it goes. So, and a lot of women are that way too, right?
Right.
That's what you're saying,
yeah,
basically.
Well,
you want to get a sense of yourself in the world
right.
First.
And from what I know, if you get married young, it doesn't
last.
End. Yeah, no.
Doesn't last. All right, we've got Alex H. and Alex M. from Laguna Beach, the real Orange County. Any questions for them, please call us, 1-800-LOVE-191. And your usual Love Lines call, this is Dr. Drew. We're going to take a quick break and be right back.
Okay.
Hey, everybody, Love Line, 1-800-LOVE-191. We're going Laguna Beach crazy tonight. That's first here. We've got Alex M. and Alex H. from Laguna Beach. And Alex M., you have an album coming out?
Yes, I do. June 13th. I'm really excited.
So you're going to come back and promote that when it comes out.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a name yet, though, right?
No. Still recording, so it's pretty early. But.
And Alex H., anything we should be looking out for?
I'm right now just getting my portfolio together so I can put.
Aren't you guys all going to be in a big...
The Bongo Camp. The Bongo Campaign actually just came out. Alex wasn't in it, but it was Kristen and Steven.
How come? You're the one that must be a model.
They reached out to certain people involved with it, so yeah.
That sucks.
So, yeah.
Now, you guys all going to be on the show next year?
We're a little bit. We're introducing the new, I guess if you could say introducing, but we're kind of like leaving off, like kind of showing, leading into the new season.
Yeah.
But we're not going to be on as much as the new characters.
Is it going to be new kids that are in high school there in Laguna? Or?
It's like a whole new cast.
It's juniors.
Like for everyone, yeah.
People you know?
Of course.
Yeah.
But you're involved with?
No. I mean, these girls, Laguna is really small, the high school, so
you know
everyone.
Everybody. So.
Right.
Yeah.
So we know who they are.
Yep.
Okay. Let's take a call from Tony, 23. Tony?
Yeah. Hey, Drew. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're good. You're on with Alex and Alex from Laguna Beach.
Yeah, I had a question. My girlfriend and I had a mutual decision as far as having an abortion in the beginning of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened a certain time of the month, which was really near her birthday. Now, every time her birthday comes up, she doesn't want to celebrate her birthday. And not only that, lately she's been having suicidal ideations. And mainly around myself, like when we're privately. But I really don't know, like, what to ask her, what to tell her. I mean, I try my best. She doesn't want any type of medical help.
Oh, boy. But. What do you guys think?
You know, I actually know someone who she decided to get an abortion. And every year when that date comes up, you know, she would get really, really depressed. I think it's just something...
It's very deep for some women, very deep. It to me almost feels biological, the way they sort of feel attached to something that was, they never knew, but it was in them.
But it was in them.
It seems more than psychological. It really seems more than that, although it's a psychological component too. However, when people have studied this, they claim there's no depression afterwards, but I sure talked to lots of women who have a very, very heavy feeling after something like this. And because everyone's telling them it's nothing happens and it's no big deal, they feel like they're flawed for having these feelings.
Right.
But Tony, the degree to which she's feeling depressed is not normal. And you've got to remember that 1 out of 5 people with depression will kill themselves. And so if somebody's having ideation about suicide, that is a very serious thing. It could not be a more serious condition for a 20-year-old. So you've got to get her some help. You've got to.
Well, she's 26, and this happened 2 years ago. So this was really in the beginning of our relationship, and it's.
I understand, but she's having suicidal thoughts now, and that's what you got to attend to. That means that it's more than just the anniversary of the abortion. That means she's also very depressed in right. general, mm-hmm. and the anniversaries are triggering even deeper problems. So you got to get that taken care of. Dave, 20.
Hello.
Hi, Dave.
Hi. I've been having orgasms since I was 5 years old. I wondered. I didn't realize it at the time, like, what it was, but I just wondered, like, what would be the cause of that? Is it normal?
Well, I think Andy Dick did that, but I think that's what he told me. Do you have any of his proclivities? No. So it's not what you'd call normal, and certainly premature sexuality is caused oftentimes by being sexualized by an adult. So did anything like that happen to you?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Are you otherwise okay now? You're sounding a little creepy to us. You know, you're sounding either that or clandestine and quiet. You're trying not to be heard by somebody. I don't know. What's going on in your life? Are you able to have relationships?
No, not at all.
How come?
I don't know. Maybe it's antisocial disorder or something.
No, you don't sound antisocial, but you sound like maybe social phobic, huh?
Yeah.
Do you take medication?
No.
Have you ever had psychological services or psychiatric help?
No.
Maybe you want to avail yourself of that so you can have relationships?
Yeah, it's probably a good idea.
That'd be a great idea. Go ahead. It's hard, but you actually had, nothing came out of you at 5, though. You just sort of had the feeling
right,
of orgasm.
Around the age of 13 or so, then that's when the little residue would come out. Right. And I didn't even understand what I was doing. Like, when I was younger, I just knew that it felt good.
Okay.
And I would just do it to the point of orgasm.
All right. Good times.
I had one other question.
I'm waiting for him to shout out something bogus, but go ahead.
No, this isn't bogus. The phone screener thought it was bogus as well, but it's not.
Okay, go ahead.
I called in last night because I had a question about Benadryl.
What about it?
I take it regularly at night to help me go to sleep.
Uh-huh.
I wondered if it was addictive or not.
No, Benadryl is absolutely not addictive. Just an antihistamine, and it will not hurt you. It's okay. Not greatest for your urological system. It kind of make you retain urine a little bit, but it's fine. Devin, 20.
Yeah, my name is Devin Swartz, and since you're going on this whole alcohol campaign, and I noticed that all the girls from Laguna Beach at all the parties and stuff had plastic cups, and I was just kind of wondering what was in those.
Punch.
Of course.
Yep, juice.
They can't show, MTV can't show young people drinking alcohol. They'd be taken to the cleaners.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I was just kind of wondering what the girls at Laguna Beach actually drank. I mean,
although in Mexico, I don't know what was going on there.
Well, we were legal in Mexico, right?
I see.
Spring break.
I see.
Speaks for
and by your parents let you guys go down there like that? That to me was very bizarre.
We would go down, it was a very regular thing in Laguna where all the families would go down to Cabo spring break.
It was like,
go down with the families
would go down. Like 30 of your friends that you hung out with all were down there. So
it was like
you were
a Laguna.
It's
like all of Laguna Beach High School went down to Cabo.
Yeah. So it was like you would go out to.
Why? Yeah, that's my other question. Is you guys live in fact.
It's an hour and a half plane ride.
You essentially live in Cabo. You have to go from Nirvana to Nirvana.
There,
So it's just
legal.
A drink. So now
illegal.
You're back to Devin's point. You're just going down there to drink.
No,
and that's my point.
I love Mexico.
Your parents let you go down there. Didn't they know
but
what botchery you guys
were? Our parents would be with us.
And they let you guys drink and just go to town?
Vacation. No, I mean, they would, we would hang out with them.
Were your parents down there and the stuff they filmed on MTV?
My parents weren't when MTV went down. I've been down. I've gone to Cabo since middle school every year. So
By yourself?
No, with my family, but actually the recent... This last, the one with MTV there, they didn't go down because my dad's CPA, so.
And they let you go down. No big deal. They don't know.
I mean, our parents.
Do they look at this footage and go, oh my God. Trust you. Don't they look at what goes on TV?
They're not. But I have a good relationship with my parents. I'm not talking about anyone else, but, my parents trust me and.
That's what I'm saying. Don't they turn on the TV and watch what you guys were doing?
But it's like they would, we would come home and tell them everything that happened. So it wasn't like.
So what?
I don't know.
They didn't agree. They didn't agree with what we did.
I rolled E. I got drank margaritas. I got sex. Okay, Mom. Okay. See you later. Bye. Good night.
No. It wasn't like that.
Bye, Father McConaughey. Bye. Okay.
It wasn't like that.
Devin?
Okay, so,
what was that? What was that, Devin?
I don't know. What
she
kind of
scared us, whoever she is. But go ahead. Beverage. What's that? What's that?
What exactly was their favorite beverage?
Why are you so interested in that?
I don't drink alcohol.
I'm a college student. I was just kind of wondering what the higher class society would.
These are beach kids. These are beach bums.
We grew up in a hippie town. There's nothing like
green
where do you
tea.
Dev, where do you go to college?
Yeah, we actually drink.
Manhattan, Kansas.
That's Kansas State?
Yeah, Kansas State.
Okay.
That's cool.
Well, good times. That's it?
I really didn't get an answer to my
question. It's your big chance, Dev.
I actually really enjoy green tea. It's my favorite drink of all time.
Or Red Bull.
Three a day.
And they've had about six Red Bulls since they got here. I will attest to that. It's unlike Steve-O comes in here and just starts beer bonging as soon as he arrived. Are you in a fraternity party? Yeah. What's going on there?
Well, no, not exactly. But so Red Bull and vodka or what?
Red Bull.
Diet Red Bull. Yay.
He will not let go. Let's go back to the whole marriage discussion. This is Cassini 18.
Hi, Dr. Joe?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. What's happening there?
Well, I was just listening to your previous caller, and I don't know, I guess the guy was 19, and he was talking about marriage or whatever.
And we were kind of discouraging him because of the outcome data on young marriages. It's bad.
Mm-hmm. Especially now in the press. It's like,
always. Yeah. Well, basically, my boyfriend and I have been together for 2 years, and he's actually next to me right now, and we talk about marriage all the time. We actually live together, so...
Ooh, how old is he?
He's 19. He was... we met when we were in high school.
You guys ever live with a guy?
No.
What? Would you ever do that? I'm just asking the
I have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Not right now. Definitely not right now.
Not this age.
You would, though?
I would later on, like when I was like 25.
But not now. Because why?
Too young. There's too many opportunities out there. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to settle down like that serious.
So it means like you're settling down, right? You're on your way to marriage at that point. Okay. Well, Cassini, at 18, 19, my experience again, young people that settle down at 18, 19 usually are trying to escape something at home.
Well, I'm not really trying to get married like right away or rush it.
I'm just saying whatever chaos you're running away from must be something.
No, not really. I just kind of... I'm going to school right now, or starting school at OCC, because I live in...
Well, Jessica goes to OCC.
Saddleback. Same thing.
Yeah, I grew up in Newport, but I live in Costa Mesa. So.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Yeah. My grandma was in Costa Mesa.
Do you still,
what'd you say?
Sorry. Oh, well, are there times when you go out with just, like, your girlfriends and do that whole thing
still? Keep a good balance?
Yeah, like you...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I go out all the time. So, good. I mean, not like all the time. I mean, I get to go out with my friends and then we'll go out together. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with it.
Well, yeah,
we're not judging, just saying.
You're just young, and you just need to live your life as much as you can until you actually do want to settle down. Because once you're settled down,
there's so much, you have so many years left to go out and I don't want to say that because, you know, you are with your boyfriend, but. There's just so many, we're so young and it's just not ready to.
There are people that get married at 18 and for whom it works. It happens. Yeah. But I would go with the odds. Are you cold?
Yeah, a little bit.
Let's hit some calls for you guys first. I'll go turn the heat up. This is Alex 16.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, Dr. Ju?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm so stoked I'm on right now.
Dude.
I wanted to say hi to Alex M.
Hi.
My brother used to go to school with you up at Marymount.
Oh, really? What is your brother?
Madison Marin.
Madison.
Do you know Madison?
Madison.
Kind of a small guy. Hangs out with...
Oh, okay. Madison. Yeah. I remember. Tell him I said what's up.
Yeah, he's not here right now, but I'll tell him that you said hi. But this is so cool. Hey, Dr. Ju.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you a question.
Yeah.
My winter formal is coming up, and I wanted to find out some type of creative way to ask this girl that I like. And what do you think would be, like, some cool kind of creative, non-normal way to ask her? Like, not just going up to her and saying, like, oh, would you like to go to formal with me?
Ladies?
Gosh, there's so many ways. How are you willing to, like, really go all out?
Yeah, pretty much, like, all out. Like, something, like, she'll talk about with her friends and stuff.
We'll make it, like, a complete surprise. Like, well, have no suspicion in it, obviously.
What Taylor and I did for formal for, I don't know if you watched the show or not, but when we did, like, a whole scavenger hunt for the boys, because we asked the guys formal, and, like, had them, there was, like, a point where we had them, like, pop balloons and find a clue, and then the clue led to another thing, and then at that, and then we ended up popping out of boxes at the very end with the sign that said, "We go to formal," which is really fun, and they still talk about that. But
is she someone that is likely to say yes? I mean, she's sort of expecting? Okay.
Yeah, like, we've been hanging out a lot together lately and just, like, getting to know each other really well. And
you should fill her car up. Talk to one of her friends, maybe fill her car up with balloons and have her and say something like,
"I know she has a car. She doesn't live in Laguna Beach."
Okay, well, okay. Maybe not her car. Maybe her room or or something like that.
She lives with her brother and sister in the same room.
Okay, then why don't you have her different roses been sent to...
PV, it's pretty, you know...
That's worse than Laguna Beach. That's going to be the next show.
I lived in PV for a little bit.
It should be, you know, Laguna Beach because, I don't know.
You could send her flowers to each one of her classes, like a rose or whatever, with
like
a little,
have a hint or something.
With a hint.
Go back to the. She, now we got her back. She has a car. She lives in PV. Yeah. So go fill her car with balloons.
I'd say fill her car with balloons and have a note on top of, in like the windshield that said, like, pop the balloons to find the clue. And then maybe, like, you know, the clue, you pop all the balloons, she'll find the clue. And then, you know, go to wherever, find a place, and then there maybe have like a bouquet of roses. Say, "Will you go to formal with me?"
Is she a Laguna Beach fan?
What's that?
Is she a Laguna Beach fan?
Yeah, probably. Most likely.
I mean, should he reveal his source? Say, "You know, I called the radio to get specifically from your favorite MTV personality."
Alex M and the other Alex totally recommended it.
There you go.
There you go.
All right, Alex, good luck.
Well, thanks a lot.
All right, buddy, take care. All right, here's a more sort of what we call a hardball question for Loveline from Jessica, 18 for the ladies. Go ahead, Jessica.
Hi, Dr. Drew. I just want to say that I just love your show,
first of all. Thank you.
I have a question about queefing during sex.
Good times.
It just sounds really rude and crass to me. I mean, it doesn't bother my partner at all, but it just kind of, it makes the moment not as strong for me, and I was wondering if there's a way that I can stop it or maybe muffle it so it's not as rude sounding, I guess.
Alex, when you were getting casted for MTV, didn't you think, hope for this day, dream of it one day?
Oh,
someday I'll be talking about queefing on Loveline.
Oh, gosh, you know, fortunately I haven't had that happen to me. I would, you know, I don't know what I would do in that situation. Alex, you want to give some advice?
Change position,
okay.
Right? You try that?
Yeah, it just seems, I don't know, it seems like it kind of happens in every position I've tried, anyway.
All right. And listen, guys are not bothered by this, Jessica.
Right.
He's fine.
So yeah, you got to really, his mind somewhere else.
He's very much into something else. And if anything, it's sort of, it's an opportunity for some humor.
Right.
Would that help you, or would that make it worse?
I don't. Humor's not bad. It sounds really rude. Like, I'm afraid he's going to think it's something else. Or
no, Jessica, please.
Isn't it like normal to do that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so then won't guys just kind of?
They don't care.
Just know that you're the only one that's like thinking of it on that level, and he, you know, like
probably
Alex,
honestly
he's
didn't
not
hear
thinking
it.
That. Yeah.
So he's probably concentrating on his own stuff.
You know, I know personally it probably, like, bothers you, but if, you know, like the doctor said, your guy isn't concerned about it, so.
So I should just kind of let go of it and.
Absolutely. Yeah. Realize, seriously, again, this is something I was screaming about at the beginning of the show. You ladies worry far too much about your male partners. They're I was talking to a guy that does a lot of research, a colleague who does research in female-male sexual responsiveness and things. And he said, look, women are like the flight deck of a 747, okay? Men are like a box with a switch in it. It's it. Very simple. He doesn't care. He's happy. He's happier there. Doesn't get better than that for him. He's not going to let some little noise upset him, okay?
Okay.
All right, Jessica, take care.
Thanks, doctor.
All right. This is Michelle, who's 28. Michelle, what's up?
Hi, I went to the doctors and they told me that I had a clogged duct gland. They said,
yeah, there's like,
you know, what
you had like a cyst down there in your vagina.
They didn't say cyst. They said clogged duct gland, and she said that it was the little oil glands that secrete the oil.
Right, the Bartholin's glands.
And she told me, the first doctor that I saw told me that it's no big deal. They're just happy little guys, and keep them down there and don't touch them. And the second doctor told me that sometimes they can get bigger and that you can remove them.
Yes, they can get huge and become abscesses. Not to gross you out, but they can become a problem. It's Bartholin's duct cysts. They're very common. It's no big deal. You take hot baths. Sometimes they go away. Sometimes they get bigger. And if they get bigger, you take them out.
Yeah, because sometimes this one goes away, and then it's not there, and then all of a sudden it appears again.
It's probably a different one, but in the same vicinity. But, Michelle, no big deal.
Okay.
You just get it taken care of if it bothers you, okay?
Okay. And when's Steve-O coming back?
I need a little bit of a breather from him. We've got a great line. Let me talk about this lineup coming up. Tomorrow night, Alicia Cuthbert, you know her from 24. We got Jenna Fisher coming from The Office. She's the sort of plain Jane-looking one that's in real life quite a bit more than that. She wants revenge being here after that. Joe Rogan, DJ AM. Joe Rogan's coming in. Danny Bonaducci after that. So we got a big, and then we're just now setting up a huge Laguna Beach week.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
These young ladies are going to
be on the show with you.
The listener love line?
What?
Listener love line, is that what you said?
No, Steve-O was saying he was going to be on the show last night. I was listening.
He will be on more. Don't worry. He'll be on more.
Okay,
Steve
good.
Will be. You like Steve-O?
I love him.
He's
Me too.
He's a handful. He's a lot of fun. He's really good on this show, and he will be back. I guarantee it. He wants a permanent position here, and that's
I can't even imagine what he would say. But
Alex 19, what's going on? You're on with Alex and Alex. Everyone's called Alex tonight on this show from Laguna Beach.
Interesting.
Yeah, what's happening? Where are you calling from?
Ontario, Canada.
Ontario. All right, what's up?
Wow.
Just wondering, I read your book.
Mm-hmm. My book.
What's that?
Cracked, my book.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I found it really interesting.
Thank you.
I liked it a lot. The part that stood out to me most was where you mentioned the man with the red crosses in his eyes.
My thing, my little trauma thing.
Yeah, I just wondered if you could give me a clear picture of how that ends.
I was talking about why the book is basically, I use myself as a metaphor, as a character. And I wrote a book called Cracked, and it's about what it feels like to take care of very, very sick drug addicts, which is what I do all day in my real life,
right,
basically. And it was just sort of an exploration of all that and kind of a fantasy about it. And it was, you know, it was sort of based on kind of real people, but not really. I sort of let my sort of fantasy go wild with it. And one of the things I was trying to portray is how it feels when you don't have very good boundaries and you're trying to help people as opposed to when you have good boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of the arc of my book and the arc of my career, really, frankly. And early on, I was so damn intent on rescuing people and making everybody better and being the best I could possibly be for them. And I was kind of exploring why that would be, and I realized I had been traumatized when I was a kid, and I had these recurrent nightmares about a guy with red crosses in his eyes walking over, like me and my mother huddled in a car and him walking on top of the car as it was a scary zombie guy.
Wow.
It was a recurrent horror, terror dream. And I forget how I sort of portrayed the book, but that was my trauma, and it was actually based on probably a spontaneous abortion, a miscarriage my mother had when I was about 8 months of age, and it was all chaos and ambulances, and I saw her taken away back in the 50s, a white van with a big red cross on the side.
Oh, wow.
And so this thing was before I could form a cohesive memory, so it became just this weird thing ended up being sort of a dream. And it left me sort of with bad boundaries and need to sort of save people, like, you know, so they don't get taken away or bad things happen. And that's really what the point of that story was.
It drove you.
Hmm?
It drove you early on.
It drove me. It drove me to codependency is really what it really did. And so.
My mother actually had a miscarriage when I was around a year old.
Interesting.
Wow.
And how weird you'd relate to that. Hmm.
Yeah.
But now you remember that was in the 80s probably, or even 80s.
Yeah.
And they didn't drive people away in big white vans with a red cross on the side, which they did in those days.
Yeah.
So, all right, Alex, thanks for the call. Will you have another question?
Yeah, I was wondering, just a question about pot.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just wondering if, normally intelligent people, is it really abnormal for them to smoke pot and become extremely stupid?
It makes you not want to do things. Yeah, no, but doesn't make you stupid, But actually, there's evidence that I've seen that it blocks the whole biological mechanism of what takes us from intent to action to initiating action. That's the biological process mm-hmm. there. So, all right, enough of the boring stuff. We got Alex H. and Alex M. from MTV's Laguna Beach, the real Laguna Beach. You know, I can't quite figure out how to identify the non-dark-haired Alex, because Alex M. is the only dark hair on the whole series. And Alex H., again,
I'm tall, the tall one. Yeah.
But LC's tall too, though, right?
No.
Now, who's the other tall one?
There's not another
Dolan. So it's Alex. All right.
I'm tall.
Alex the tall. All right, if we have calls for them, the phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. Please give us a call. We'll be right back.
Love Line.
Okay, wait. My hair.
We'll be right back.
Love Line, 1-800-LOVE-191. We are delighted to have the cast of Laguna Beach, Alex H., Alex M., with us yet again. And we'll give you guys one more question, another softball. Dominique, 17.
Hey, Dr. Drew, I love you. Great host.
Thank you. What's happening?
I noticed that the girls on the show dressed really well and really cute, so I wanted to know what advice did you guys have as far as style and where you guys shopped?
Good, you want to start out?
The little, like, in Laguna, there's a lot of little
boutiques
and, you know, the local places. And a lot of local designers actually have their stuff in those shops. So it's just the little boutiques around Laguna. And even, like, you know, I think little boutiques everywhere has more of the unique kind of clothing that...
We like wearing stuff that, like, not a lot of people are wearing.
Right.
So,
compared to, like, going to a mall, because that's very, like, you know, it's...
Easy.
It's very... That's... Mall clothes are, like, everywhere, but boutiques have unique kind of clothes, so.
Yeah, I like being comfortable, too, so a lot of my style is pretty comfy, cash, but, like, you know, dress up when I need to mm-hmm. type, so.
Oh, you guys look really cute, and I love
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dominique.
Bye.
This now is Christy, 22. Christy.
Hi.
What's happening?
I had a question about the HPV virus.
Yeah.
I had my...
Well, Alex is pointing at Alex.
No, because we were actually just talking about this at dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. So how come those aren't the dinner conversations on Laguna Beach? That would be interesting.
Yeah.
Not the nail color, but the HPV. Come on. Or they should bring cameras up to you guys, you know, the stuff you do now as a result of the show. That would be interesting, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's up, Christy? What about the HPV?
Okay, I had my first outbreak of it in 04, and I got it treated. Mm-hmm. And, I had another outbreak about a week and a half ago, and I got some of them frozen off, mm-hmm. and then the rest I treated with the cream.
Mm-hmm.
And the warts are gone, but it has, like, a little bit of redness. But I had a question about transmitting it.
Okay, hold on. The redness is from the Aldera cream. It's kind of irritating. So that's not the wart. It's the cream.
Yeah. Okay, but my doctor said not to have sex for, like, another 2 weeks, even though that the warts are gone.
Yeah.
Which, I'm fine with that, but I didn't get to ask if my partner, like, fingers me, if I can transmit it like that.
Where is he gonna get? Is he gonna get it on his hands, and then where it's gonna go to him?
Yeah, like I mean, will he get a wart on his hand? Like, I don't.
That's pretty rare. That's pretty unusual. The hand is, it's not easy for the virus to penetrate the palm or the fingers. Though it can happen, but it's not easy to happen. But Christy, here's the deal. Even when the warts are gone, you're still contagious, right?
No, the doctor said it lays dormant.
No, that's not true. It lays dormant, but you are still contagious. Not as contagious as when you have virus, as when you have warts, because that means there's virus being produced in higher quantity. But you are always potentially contagious with that virus. He's got to wear a condom fastidiously.
Oh.
Has he not been wearing a condom with you?
No.
Well, then he's already got it. That's just the way it goes. HPV, and by the way, you know, 50% of your buddies have it too. It's very, very common. And the only kind, it's, and by the way, going to be eliminated with a vaccine that's going to be available very soon, like any day that thing's coming out.
I looked that up online, and they were talking about a vaccine.
Yeah, the vaccine's coming, and that's going to make most of the HPV sort of obsolete, at least for in terms of the standpoint of transmitting it to other people. And the viruses that persist, which sounds like you might have, the one that keeps coming back and persists for years on end, are the ones that are associated with cervical cancer. So you need to have them treated like you were, very, very carefully. Here's a Alex and Alex question. Lars, 26.
Hey, Dr. Drew, how you doing?
We're good, Lars. What's happening?
Thanks. I've been a huge fan of you ever since you came to speak at Duke University several years ago. So I've been
on
the show ever since.
That was a long time ago.
It was, but you were fantastic there. And every time I go on my run at night, you and Adam have always been just inspirational. So I appreciate
the
show.
Very kind. What's up?
I have a question for Alex H.
Yeah.
Throughout both seasons, they kind of referred to you as Kristen's friend, and they introduced introduced you as that the entire time, and I'm just wondering if that was offensive to you.
I mean, I never was offended by it, but it's
just,
kind
you know,
of
Alex
like,
M goes, yeah, oh yes, 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 oh yeah.
But
oh,
because we were talking about that
angry
earlier too.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, let me slow you down. Lars, I'm going to put you off for 1 second. Hold on here. What was the dinner conversation about the HPV?
Oh, no, we were just talking about it. I don't even know how it came up, but my friend Caitlin New York was saying that, like, a lot of that's really common now. I don't even know.
50% plus.
Yeah.
Very common.
That, like, the next generation, like, of our kids is going to be, like, really, it's going to be huge.
Vaccine. The vaccine will be available. It will be gone.
Wow.
It will not be a non-issue for your kids.
Good.
So there you go. So,
well, thank you. For
end of dinner conversation. Now, how about as far as being introduced as Kristen's friend? How did that come into the dinner conversation?
Well, you know, lately some stuff has gone down with me and Kristen. And
oh, pray tell, what?
I don't know. I mean, she's kind of doing her own thing.
Is she in school now?
Her career.
When's she going to SC?
She was going to Loyola.
Who was going to SC? I thought somebody was.
She was going to go there,
okay,
but switched. And then, you know, we kind of had a falling out.
Why?
Now I'm living
over what?
You know, she wants to be famous now, and she's taking, you know, she wants to take that career. And I just, our friendship, you know, we were living in an apartment, and
how do you think it's going to go? What if fame doesn't sort of stay with somebody like that? How do you think that's going to affect her?
I honestly, like, I'm kind of, I think, I don't know. She's just, I don't want to be mean and say anything.
No, but from an empathetic standpoint, what if it just doesn't work? I mean, you guys are a reality TV show.
I do not consider myself.
No,
but that's what you are, and it's very hard to go from that to something sustained, right?
It is.
No, it is.
Now you're young, especially, so you guys have that sort of advantage. But if she's counting on it and she's sort of forsaking friends and things for it, how's that going to go down?
I definitely think she's going to have a reality check at one point, and she's going to kind of get a slap in the face and realize that she, like, everything
your
that has happened, you know,
because,
like, she's lost, like, some pretty good friends, and it's been kind of, like, a fault of her own, and it sucks, because we were best friends, and I was portrayed as Kristen's best friend on the show, and, you know, kind of, you know, I was friends with everyone, but it was kind of like I was just, like, her friend, which kind of sucks, because I never, like, no one ever got to see how I was without being, you know, Kristen's friend, but, you know, I mean, she's just doing her own thing now, but I definitely think I think she's going to have reality check soon, and she's not going to be very
Lars,
happy.
I'm going to get Kristen up here, and I'm going to tell her that Alex says she's a bitch. So anyway, so what was your other question, Lars?
I have one other question, which is, weren't you guys enemies at some point in this show? Or, I mean,
these two?
At other sides of the table, essentially.
Me and Alex?
No, yeah, both of you guys. I mean, at one point, wasn't there an episode where it was Taylor and Alex versus Kristen and Alex across the table from each other, and you guys,
you know,
finally confronting each other?
It was always, Alex and I grew up together, like, and, you know, so did Taylor. And it was kind of Taylor and Kristen always didn't like each other, and Alex and I were kind of in the middle of that. So we weren't enemies, definitely not enemies. Mm-hmm. We just didn't really talk because our friends didn't get along.
Right.
So
it was like Kristen and Taylor didn't get along.
Lars, so much drama. Drama.
Drama.
Oh, my God.
All right, Lars, thanks for the call.
Cool, bye.
All right, buddy. This is one for you guys. This is Dyson. He is 12.
Oh, wow.
Dyson, what's going on?
Yeah, I have a 15-year-old girlfriend, and, like, she wants to, like, she wants to have like sex with me and other stuff like that.
Ladies, help Dyson out here.
You're 12. You're so young.
No, so
definitely,
you don't want to do this.
Don't do it.
Not wait it out.
Even your girlfriend's so young too, 15. You can wait. You can definitely wait.
You guys are young. Yeah. You have a lot.
You don't need that right now.
I am begging you not to do this. it will send you down a path that will not be pretty. Okay, there's lots of data on men too having sex at very young age, and the outcomes are not good.
I'd hold off, definitely.
Yeah. All right, Dyson?
Yeah.
And I worried about your girlfriend. I mean, the fact that she's so... First of all, that she's trying to drag a 12-year-old into this says something's up with her very definitely. Mm-hmm. So be very careful. Let's see what this is. This is Jean, who's 15. Jean, you're on with the young women from Laguna Beach, Alex H. and Alex M.
Well, just wanted to say I love Loveline. I like listen to it at night.
Cool. What's happening?
Well, I'm kind of a stranger person. I kind of stay to myself, and I can't figure out how to get a girlfriend or any friends.
All right, hold on, ladies. Hold on. You came to the right place. So how does a dorky guy that isolates by himself get a girlfriend?
And how old are you?
15.
15. Well, I'd say first, you know, start it off like you got to be a little more social because that's the way to get it. And, you know, you can't keep to yourself because how are you gonna start a relationship with someone? You know? Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
Well, if there is a girl out there that you do like, and you know, if you have like a crush on someone, just put yourself out there and
start getting
get to know them and go.
Say that again. I think that was good advice.
Start getting to know their friends.
And tell them about that.
I'd say, you know, just start talking to if you're interested in someone, start getting to know their friends, what they like to do, and, you know, kind of make yourself...
So learn how to just be social with other people and be around the people that you want to be around.
Right.
And try to, you know, what are your hobbies?
Sword fighting and drawing.
Wow.
Like cartoon drawing?
Yeah.
Sword fighting, like fencing?
No, like SCA.
What's that?
It's where a bunch of people get together and sword fight. It's like back the older age sword fighting, like knights and stuff like that.
Wow.
Yeesh.
Well, do you maybe take an art class and find someone in there that you can relate to and start getting to know their friends?
You guys always been social?
Yes.
Your whole life?
Been pretty. I've been on stage. I've been doing musical theater and theater since I've
been in Laguna?
Community theater.
Wow, that's interesting.
Since forever.
But how would you take a guy like Gene who has never been able to sort of be around people and be friendly and doesn't know what that is? And it's, I mean, you have to learn, right?
Yeah, it's something.
And then the other kids get freaked out. He's 15 and they start pushing him back and don't like to include him in things.
Yeah.
I mean, kids are brutal.
Oh, yeah.
They are brutal. Especially that age, now. 15 and up. It's...
Nothing's worse than girls, though, right?
Oh, gosh.
Seriously.
Okay. Cindy, 16.
We are mean.
Oh, wait, here we go. Can't seem to get her up here. Cindy. Interesting. Here is Jesse, 22.
Hi, Dr. Drew. Me and my husband have been married 4 years, and we just recently had our 8-month-old son.
Mm-hmm.
And I just haven't ever been in the mood to have sex anymore.
Okay. All right, hold on a second. We're going to take a little break, and we're going to get back to you in 1 second. We've got Alex H. and Alex M. They're going to help you out. They've had multiple children. They're going to they know exactly what this is, so they'll be able to help you. I'm Dr. Drew. The phone number here is 1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back.
Love Line. We'll be right back.
Please hold.
It's Love Line, 1-800-LOVE-191. And let's finish up here with Jesse, who's going to get advice from Alex and Alex from Laguna Beach. Jesse, what's happening?
Okay. Like I was saying, I had my son 8 months ago, and before I had him, I was really sexually active with my husband.
And just since I've had them, I haven't been in the mood.
Ladies, you ever heard of this?
I've read it in magazines.
Yeah. Good, that's good.
I have not.
I'm glad. I'm just glad to know it's out there as information.
Yeah, it is.
That's
it is. Good. I don't know what, you know.
Never had like a personal, like don't know anyone.
Obviously,
that's ever
had a kid. She, but,
right, but I mean.
She had 11 kids. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Alex has like 3 kids.
Jesse, did you have a depression after the delivery?
No, I didn't.
Are you still breastfeeding?
I am.
Okay, so that shuts you down pretty good. So that's sort of nature's way of making sure you don't have a child on the heels. You know, out in the days when we were in nature, you wouldn't survive if you had one child right after the other. Certainly the children wouldn't survive. So one of the things nature did was, A, drop your sex drive for about a year after you have your first child, and keep it down if you keep breastfeeding. Now, I'm not saying don't breastfeed. I'm just saying you should expect that. And if you get a postpartum depression on top of that, it can really put a nail in that coffin. On top of that, some people end up on medications and things that they aren't aware can affect sex drive. I will tell you that for some women, going on birth control pill will help this out. But for you, with the breastfeeding and all that stuff, you got to kind of realize that, and the stress of raising a child, you add that in there, it's really quite normal to have a significant drop off in your sex drive.
So is there anything besides maybe the birth control pills that would maybe help out?
Getting your husband to kind of pay more attention to the fact that you need more to get started. You need to sort of get your engine going, more time to do that. And you have to create the time for that when you're busy trying to raise a child. It's tough, right?
No, actually, our son's actually, I guess you could say he's a perfect child.
All right, good. Then find the time. Tell him he's going to have to really help you get the engine running and realize that that first 8 to 12 months, it is normal to have a significant drop off. BB, 15.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Drew. Hi, Alex and Alex.
Hi.
Hi, I have a question. I'm 15, and I have, like, really big breasts, and I don't know, like, what to do about it, because, like, I have back problems because of it. And, like, I don't know, I talked to my doctor, and she said, like, oh, like, maybe get a breast reduction, but I don't know what to do.
I actually have a friend who has a very similar problem, and I know it causes you uncomfortable, you know, problems with your back and everything. And my friend goes to like a chiropractor once every 2 weeks or something, and gets like her back lined and all that. Mm-hmm. But I mean,
core exercising too.
Right. Exercising.
Core strengthening.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, you're 15 and you're young, and I think you're still going to grow and develop a breast reduction when you're older is definitely a possibility, because it's going to be you know, benefit you in more positive ways. So.
But it is a surgery. It's a big surgery,
right,
a lot of cutting. It's not anything to take lightly. And I don't think most people would do it. You really have to have a very compelling reason to do it under the age of 18.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I have a really bad back. Like my parents don't believe me. They like, I don't know, but like,
well,
it hurts.
Alex, what do you think?
I mean, exactly what Alex was saying, chiropractor and just, you know, exercises might help.
So no surgery?
No, I wouldn't encourage the surgery.
If you had this problem, would you be thinking about surgery?
No. I mean, I don't really believe that much in plastic surgery, but
yeah, I don't want
for
surgery either.
From Orange County, how can you not believe in it? It's there.
It is, but, you know, I don't think, I only think it's for, you know, health reasons, I think, plastic surgery.
Right, because, like, I don't know, like, I always like moving around my back in class and, like, can't, like, sit straight.
Do your female friends treat you differently because of how you look?
Well, like, they always, like, make, like, I, like, developed early, like, 11, I got my period and stuff, so, like, they always, like, they, like, made fun, they didn't really make fun, they just, like, called me, like, names, like, and it's, like, I'm, like...
Cruel, right? Girls are cruel.
So
why do they do that to each other?
No,
jealousy.
Jealousy. So they're jealous
of
you, baby.
Jealousy is, yeah, of course. I mean, I don't really, I'm not gonna, never mind. But, you know, so, it's jealousy. The main cause of, like, why girls are mean is jealousy, I think, personally.
And then I'm like, oh, shut up. And they're like, no, we're just joking. I'm like, you know what? Get away.
Just ignore it. Don't listen to what they
say. Oh, I'm really a big fan of Laguna Beach. And my cousin.
Thank you.
My cousin goes to your high school.
Really? Who's your cousin?
Oh, I don't know if I'm the last name's name, but he's a senior. And now. Oh. Yeah.
Wow. Cool. That's awesome.
Okay, thanks, baby. This now is Sarah, who is 13. Sarah, what's going on? You're on with Alex and Alex.
Oh, my God. I am, like, your number one fan. I love you guys so much. I can't believe I'm talking to you.
Thank you.
Like,
Thank you so much.
I better get autographs for my daughter.
I'm shaking so much right now. You won't even believe it.
Aww.
Okay, I have a question. For Alex, on my MySpace account, I actually...
Alex M or Alex H?
Alex M.
Uh-huh.
I saw you have a MySpace account. Is it really yours?
Yes, I have a music MySpace.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Huh?
The music MySpace, right?
Yeah.
With my music?
Right.
Yeah, that's me. Are you my friend?
No, I didn't actually, because I thought it wasn't like really, you know how some people like...
Yeah. Totally. No, my music MySpace is all me. The one where you can hear music on it is me. It's the www.myspace.com/AlexMMusic. So
will people be able to buy the album there when it comes out on June whatever 13th?
It's a good question. But you can hear my music. I'll still be posting stuff up, keep you guys updated. So
Rachel 17.
Hey, I like the show.
Thank you.
I have a question. Me and my boyfriend have recently been trying to have sex, and I'm a virgin, and mm-hmm. every time we try, I hurt extreme amounts, and I bleed a lot, and there's barely any penetration.
Hmm.
I don't know. Is that a problem, or is there something?
That's a problem. Yeah, you might want to see a gynecologist about that. Sometimes there can be sort of a difficulty with the hymen rupturing, and they can actually surgically do that for you or just help you out in the office. And are you having, like, a muscle spasm down there as well?
No, we haven't. Every time we start, it just hurts too much, and I just stop.
Yeah, so some of that can be just from being anxious. Are you sure you're ready to do this?
Yeah.
All right, because sometimes when women get anxious, the muscles down there spasm. It's called vaginismus, and that can make it kind of extra painful at the time of penetration and continue to be difficult all the way through the act. Clark, 17. Clark, what's happening?
How you guys doing?
Good. You're on with Alex and Alex.
How you guys doing? I have a question.
Yeah.
My stepsister, she's starting to come on to me ever since her boyfriend broke up with her. And she's really good looking.
How long has she been your stepsister?
Almost like 4 months now.
4 months?
Yeah.
So she's a new stepsister.
Yeah. Well, I've known her since like sixth grade.
Yeah, this is the problem with when parents hook up and people that are in the same high school together all of a sudden are living in the same house.
Right.
And they could have been boyfriend and girlfriend. Excuse me, I'm choking on my own saliva. And now they expect these boundaries to suddenly develop. The parents aren't paying attention.
Right.
Clark, first of all, just don't do it. Whatever you do, don't do it. It'll make for a horrible chaos in your family. These things don't tend to last. Watch Laguna Beach for 5 minutes. You'll see how these relationships kind of flip around. And it'll make a horrible problem at Thanksgiving and Christmas every year. So please don't do that. Well, guys, we're just about out of time. We're going to take another break. Anything you want to plug before we go to commercial?
Just keep a watch out for my album, June 13th, Alex M.
And then season three. Is that season three already?
Season three, yeah.
You guys
season
are going to all be on that?
Early July. Yeah.
Early July. Mm-hmm. Are you filming it now?
A little bit, yes. Yeah.
Okay. So take a quick commercial break. Dr. Drew and Alex from Laguna Beach. We'll be right back. Well, there is another love line in the can. Tomorrow night, Alicia Cuthbert, dear friend of the show from 24 and movies. Jenna Fisher after that. She wants revenge. Then Joe Rogan, DJ AM, Danny Bonaducci. Producer Ann is on fire with the bookings. Alex M. and Alex H., thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you. I had a lot of fun.
Album is out June 13th. Hope you guys will come visit us again. And
of course.
As those of you that are interested in Laguna Beach, they're going to set up. We're going to have like a Laguna Beach week here. I think that's what we're going to do. And we're going to find out what's really going on in everyone's heads. Yeah, they're all going to blame you for
interesting.
Seriously.
But thank you, guys. So until next time, this is Dr. Drew saying good night and stay well.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Annie Golden. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.